Just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos.
And it's May 14th, Thursday. And I have to do that now because I have no idea what day it is ever anymore. I don't know about you guys, but I have to check. Some cities are in lockdown till July. Miami is progressive, and it sounds like everything will open next week. I'm getting phone calls about opening days, and I will not be there for opening days because I love my health. I love my health so much that I'm willing to watch and pray that everybody is healthy throughout opening days. I find that this process has really taught me that physical distance and social cohesion hurts. It really hurts in the very core of who I am. I love to hug my people. I'm Cuban, so I love to kiss cheeks. It's very hard to keep distance from people for me. I don't know the boundaries of don't touch me. This is my space. When I love you, I love you. And I haven't been able to love the people that I love, including my son, as much as I physically do because of this illness and this virus, this deadly killer, this pandemic. It's been very hard. So I don't want to make it harder, and I'm not going to make it harder by succumbing to temptation. I'm going to step back and watch what happens and pray. That's all we can do. What I do recommend is continuing to work. However you work, whatever your journey is, keep working, keep working, keep, you know, chipping away at that. Don't stop. If you can't continue to work in your normal role and your normal journey, create a new one. Stop and think, and how can I start exploring that? And don't, you know, ponder, just go ahead and shoot. The only way to do it is to get through it and to be fearless in the process. I guess March 17th was the last day I was out at the event at Anatomy. And before that was the Panthers and the Heat. And they were all three very public events. And I miss it. Of course I miss it. But not really. I've really gotten into great, great shape. I have started the YouTube show with Mimi, which has been incredible. The feedback has been great. I've been able to create more chapters for the book, and I've been able to explore new avenues like the Adobe Premium platform for editing and videos, which for me has been fantastic. I went to Yale, so exciting, and I am executing my new life, the new normal for Magda. It's been fantastic. It really has. I've learned so much about myself, about my son, and it's just great. I feel like we're all on the precipice of greatness, all of us, in our own life. And we must cherish the moments right now before everything changes, because it's inevitable. It's going to change. And I know we're not going back to what we were, and I don't know how long. It might be forever that we never go back to the way we were, which is one of my favorite movies in the world. If you haven't seen it, see it. Robert Redford and the queen, the legend, Barbara Streisand. Yesterday, in the middle of getting a car in trade for social media. Now, I've done a lot of things for social media, a lot of things. And let me tell you, social media has served me quite a bit. But yesterday, I was able to form a relationship with a really great company. And in the middle of all of that, I get a text message. It was a text message, and it said, "Magda, I was listening to your podcast." There are moments in my life that I remember I was stopped by, "I was listening to your podcast." For me, my podcast is enjoyment. It's therapy. It's a photo album. It's just really an accounting of what I've done in the past 7.5 years, which has been an incredible journey. And I become so humbled. I just can't believe that people listen to me, tune in, subscribe. It makes me feel so grateful. I'm glad that my fun and that my stories and great storyteller, but that affects you. That makes me happy. That means we're connected. So I'm going to stay connected in this form. I haven't really been true to the weekly podcast during the coronavirus because I've had to scramble just like you. I've had to do things in a different form. And I'll tell you, I've just been overwhelmed with gratitude for the people in my life, for the relationships in my life, for the old relationships in my life, for the potential of new relationships in my life. I think that that's fantastic. I'm in phase one of the transition of what COVID has done to me. I think about a month ago when I finally discussed this on the podcast, because you guys know how I feel about negative talk, I said, I don't know the impact of what this is going to do to me in my life. And now I'm beginning to see the impact. The impact is wonderful opportunity professionally, enormous amount of growth, but an enormous amount of changes as well. So yesterday I got a new car. I have a new whip and it's pretty bad. I love it. Of course, it's black. And this time I finally succumbed and I got the license plate I've always wanted to get. So when you see me zooming around in a Mercedes-Benz, know that I am Mercedes-Benz. I became Mercedes-Benz and I'm in relationship with Mercedes-Benz now. That's a great thing. It's a great thing. I only infuse my energy to brands that resonate with me. The Mercedes-Benz Corporation has always been the most elegant, the most reliable. And I'm so very grateful that they came into my book of business. So if you guys are looking for a new car and wonderful service, and yes, creative financial planning to get the car, call me and I will take you by the hand to Mercedes-Benz and Coral Gables, because that's the best one. I think that's the best one. And I'll tell you why. Just DM me, text me, email me. However you can get to Revite is fine. And then the next thing I wanted to talk about today was one of the other changes that I'm understanding is I forgot to watch TV in the past 20 years. I just don't watch TV. And I don't, before I didn't have time. And let me correct that. I don't believe in I didn't have time. I believe in I didn't make time for that. I was doing so many things in the past 20 years that I forgot that how much I enjoyed television and the continuity of a story. And Netflix, I'm so sorry I don't own that stock, has really been a reliable best friend. There are a couple of shows that I fell in love with. Tiger King, I'm not necessarily in love with, but I think is pretty incredible. And I think everybody should watch it. It is not a true representation of Florida. It is weird, super weird, but it's entertaining. Then Ozarks, the best. I loved it. And I actually had a crush on him, on Mr. Bateman. And then he disappeared because I stopped watching TV. He was fantastic in Ozarks. I highly recommend that series on Netflix. And the way it ended was fantastic. I can't wait. The climax was amazing. I can't wait to go to the next season. And I hear that's coming in about a year. Then Handmaid's Tale. So I've heard the book is great. I've heard that at least 5 times. But Handmaid's Tale was such a psychological maze. It was hard. It was very hard to watch. I like challenges. So it was a great series, Handmaid's Tale. I'm actually considering being her, June, on Halloween. If I get to go to the usual Halloween party that I go to, which I don't see happening. But I'm still dressing up because you guys know I love to dress up. So praise be. May the Lord open and under his eye, 100%. I'm a big fan of Handmaid. And then finally, my fave, absolute fave, and they're Canadian, of course they are, is Schitt's Creek. Schitt's Creek, my girlfriend had told me about Schitt's Creek back in the day, and she said highly recommended, but I was all up in the Ozark phase. And I can actually identify the corona process in Netflix series. I can tell you where I was, what I was doing because of the Netflix series. And Schitt's Creek couldn't have come at a better time. It's coming where I see transformation of our city. I finished it last night. Season 6 starts tonight. I am on the floor dancing. I am so happy. I absolutely fell in love with Dan Levy. An amazing actor. Eugene is the luckiest man ever. He is so talented. And that's all you want from your kids, is for them to be happy in what they do. Like, for instance, my son is a great golfer, and golf is not for me. Golf has never been for me. It's very elegant sport. I'm not elegant. I love to cheer and laugh and yell. And I find that in golf, you have to restrain your emotions, and emotions is a gas of life. So if you can't have fun to the umpteenth level, it's hard for me. So whenever I see my son on the green or putting, my God, the only thing I do is pray. So it's all you want for your kids is for them to be successful in what they do. Dan Levy must be making Eugene Levy's chest swell with pride. Amazing job. So that's tonight, and I'm really excited. If you haven't seen Schitt's Creek, get on it. Such a great story. It really is great right now because of Corona, because people are losing their lives. They're losing their jobs. They're losing their homes. They're losing everything. They're losing everything. And this is a story that kind of is aligned with Schitt's Creek and how they make life work even when you lose everything. And I think that that's the magic here, at least for me. It's very hard for me to watch people that I love suffer, and I can't help them. I can't even go near them. And I can't even help myself, really, because I can't go out of the house. It's an uplifting series. So if you haven't seen it, these Canadian people, and there really is a Schitt's Creek in Ontario, I highly recommend it, highly. So I'm in the business of looking for a new place, and I'm having so much fun because there's so many beautiful properties out there in Miami, and I am so excited to start a new life in a new space and just start again. It doesn't scare me as much as it ignites me. It excites me. It makes me want, you know, to hurry up and start, because life is delicious. And if you look at it that way, every day is a new adventure. Of course, I have great memories in the space that I'm in now, but I'm not in the past and I can't predict the future. I really love enjoying my now, because really, and if you practice yoga, you know, all you've got is right now. And if you live in the now, life is so much easier. I am so caught. Maybe you guys can help me. Send me some encouraging words. I absolutely miss my gym so much. I've been working out through the phone on my own, and it's very difficult because I thrive in community. So it's very hard to do the one-on-one and to do the phone thing. For Mother's Day, thank God, Grant remembered little Rev, and he gave me a full hour of abuse as a gift. And it was so thoughtful. I mean, you know, people ask me all the time, why are you so fit? I'm so fit because I am surrounded by people that are fit, fit in the mind, fit in the heart, fit in the body. I don't have really an opportunity to fail. And I highly suggest that if you didn't realize that in the COVID time, that you audit before you go slowly back into integration and see who you've got around you and how they serve you and the roles that they play in your life. COVID has brought an enormous amount of weirdos back into my life, people that wronged me and needed to apologize. I get it. But the fact that a pandemic is happening in the world doesn't mean that, you know, I'm not dying. So if you wronged me and you want to apologize, I think that's great. More for you than for me. But pandemic is not an invitation to bring bad into your life. And I don't care what that bad is. And we've all got bad. So auditing the people in your life, check your circle, check your circle, check your circle is something I live by. Not just now, but always. I usually get on my podcast and give you guys an itinerary of what's going on in Miami and great parties and all this. I don't have that. I don't even have access to the Zoom parties I've been to because the transferring of the video has been a headache. It's frustrating. It's frustrating because all I want to do for you guys is uplift you. So in my control, the only thing I can use to uplift you is my voice and some great encouragement. And I think the best encouragement today, it's going to rain all day long. Yuck. But what can you do? What's in your control? I spoke to at least 5 people yesterday that are very upset with the weight gain that they've experienced throughout COVID. I work the other way. When I have stress, which is rare, I don't allow stress in my life. And I don't give a shit if the world is burning. I don't allow stress in my life. I block it out. And I'm really good at it. What's in my control is my body. How do I use it? If you need instruction, I have a shit ton of people that are working for free online for you. If you don't feel like doing that, or you don't have access to Wi-Fi, or you don't have a phone, drop it like it's hot. Squat, push-ups, sit-ups, lunges. You don't need tools. You don't need a computer. All you need is the will to move forward. That's it. It's in your control. As far as business at home, I guess you'd have to want to make money. And if you want to make money and if you want to start a business at home, just go on my link tree. There's a dozen things you can start today. It's really about will. Today I'm working with a company that's making new GIFs. I'm so excited. Some people say GIF, some people say GIF. At the end of the day, it's the same thing. So, I do have a pet peeve. If you spell fave, short form for favorite, F-A-V, you're spelling fav. And that pisses me off. The way you say GIF doesn't bother me at all. If you say GIF or GIF is fine by me, I understand what you're saying. The GIF, I'm at like over 2 million views for the GIF. I'm a verified GIFy holder. I had no idea how important that was and how useful it would be for the growth of my media life. And I'm so grateful that I'm working with this company. It's a very small price to pay, but it really does help propel your brand if you have a brand, or maybe you don't. Maybe you just want to talk about your life, whatever it is. It's a cheap way to propel, to move forward, to grow, and healthy things grow. So I will be posting that up today. See, that's part of my creativity growth throughout COVID. I'm learning how to grow the brand behind the scenes. And I think that that's great. I'm grateful for it. I can sit and give you honorable mentions, but I'm not going to do that just yet because COVID is not over. At least it's not over for me. I think I'm going to self-quarantine as much as I can. I really hate it when people come near me and try to say hello. It pains me because I have to, you know, back off. I have to back off. For me, my health is my business, and if I can't get sick, it sucks so much. I don't know about you guys, but that part's really sucking for me. I love you guys so very much. I love when I get the phone calls about tuning in. I love when I get the encouragement about keep on creating, because I'm human, I'm vulnerable, and as fun and as energetic as I am, I find myself baking, which I bake and then I don't eat it because it's not on the diet. And that's the other thing, guys. It's a nasty circle that if you're not exercising and if you're eating all day long, you become lethargic, you become depressed, you're not productive. It's a little circle. It's vicious. Stay out of that. Break out of that. Break the chains that bind you. But I am vulnerable, and I am a little bit like bored in the house on the board, you know, the TikTok thing. But I can't just sit and eat. So I create. I love to cook. I love to bake. And I've been making some wonderful, beautiful dishes. Now, this mango madness that has happened in my life, and I hope it's the final mango madness, because then that would mean I'd have to stay in the space that I'm in now for another year, which I hope doesn't happen. I need to sell my house. And selling my house during COVID has been a challenge. It really has. A challenge that has ended me up in a whole heap of trouble because of COVID. I mean, now you should see the showings. It's funny. I will not allow anyone to touch anything. All masks are on the entire time. It's one person at a time. It's really just delayed life. I don't know. If I'm here for next year, I don't know what the mangoes are going to do. But today I'm getting about 50 mangoes a day. I'm using mangoes for everything. I'm making salsas. I'm making marmalade, I'm making salads. The mangoes go really good with fish. And so I've been creating. So use what you've got. Be like Schitt's Creek. If everything is stripped away from you, still find cohesion with the people that love you. Find new business with whatever you can conjure up. And, you know, we're still lucky. We're still lucky. We're still luckier than the people down the street. If you think about it right now, wherever you're at listening to this podcast down the street, there are people that can't read, can't eat, and can't generate income. So you are lucky right now. And if you exercise that gratitude, I'm sure you can turn it into wonderful, into cash, into growth, into success, into triumph. And that's it. That's pretty much it. I wish I could give you a whole slew of events. Wow, I really missed that. But soon enough, I did get invited to a wedding in August. I was able to put that on my calendar, which is kind of exciting. I have an event to go to in the year 2020. That's kind of exciting. And I really learned to appreciate all of those commitments. I'm really not as social as you guys think. I love being at home. COVID has made me love that time. I love it. But I'm excited. I'm excited to get back out there. And it's so funny. This wedding that I've been invited to in August is a woman who is older. She's not middle-aged. She's older than that. And she's getting married. And I think more than the events and being excited about going somewhere is I'm excited because she found love. And I mean, it's an issue. I discuss this with my friends all the time. I'm 48 years old. I'll be 49 in 2 months. And I really hope I can go to my magical place for my birthday. You guys just keep praying. We're going to get through this. She found love. She found a real commitment. And I'm more often than not, I'm just turned off by people that don't want relationship. At the end of the day, everything in this fucking world is relationship. Everything. A successful business is based on relationship, trust, friendship, which has been a blessing in my life. My friends are forever. I don't have transient friends. Of course, you have people you know and acquaintances. But when I say I'm your friend, man, do I ever mean it. I'll take a bullet for my friends. That's why I don't have many. And it's about trust again. And so personal relationships, whether you're married or not married, that's a different story. I mean, I don't plan on having children. I don't want to have children. I've already had the child of my dreams. And frankly, I'm too old to have kids. But I want a real relationship. Like, it's not much to ask for. And I think lowering your standards is weakness. I was talking to my friend, Mimi, my partner in the YouTube channel. And if you haven't seen it, subscribe to it. It's funny as shit. And it's better than Schitt's Creek, for sure. For sure. And see, I cannot find a real relationship. And I don't know if it's my age. I don't know if it's, I'm just not willing to just be casual relationship. Young people today, they swap partners and it's fine. First of all, it's unhealthy. Second of all, you're lending your energy to so many different people. I'm not like that. I'm very exclusive. I only like the best. So the idea of going to a wedding for a woman that's in her 60s, after she has suffered a pretty much a life alone, she's gone up to bat alone, is exciting. It's uplifting and it gives me fucking hope. And right now, anything that gives me hope, I hang on to for dear life. So, yeah, that's my love story to date. I love you guys. And I know everybody's going through a difficult time. I am here. The first job that I have is Master Life Coach. If you guys need me, please go onto my website, get me. You know, you can reach me however you want. I am working on the website because I need to make it more friendly to the public. And that's it. I hope my posts, as mundane and trivial and simple as they are uplifting you. That's what they're meant to do. Of course, you know I exercise. You know I'm home. But my intention is to make you smile and to alleviate your day every single day as long as I can. That's my intention. So I hope it's working. And I hope this podcast made you smile. And if it didn't, tell me why. I like that feedback too. I love you guys. I'm grateful for you guys. Thank you for subscribing. And yeah, when you see me zooming around in my new Mercedes-Benz, give me a honk. I like that. All right. Big love, safety, and I'll talk to you soon. Do you want to feel great, look better, and actually live the part? Well, the answer is in ishoppurium.com. That's ishoppurium.com. And I'm your code. I'm your coupon. Revite10. It's time for a real food revolution. And actually, it pays to be healthy. There is no question you are what you eat. At least the people in LunchologyMiami.com believe that. They are Miami's boutique health food company delivering delicious prepared meals to keep you, your family, and your workplace focused on what matters. And that's a healthy lifestyle. Shop through their ocean lovers, meat lovers, plant lovers menu. Decide whether you want 3, 4, 5 days of healthy meals, or once or twice daily. I believe I am what I eat, and I only eat the best. LunchologyMiami.com. I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders, they're yogis, they're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me on www.atreve-t.com. That means to dare. Thank you for listening to the Magda Lopez podcast. I'm Revite on Instagram, Atrevete on Facebook, and _Revite on Twitter. I'm everywhere. Find me.